Where are you at, Holly? Where are you located at? Elaine?
North of Montreal. Yeah, we can say that like this. North of Montreal, Quebec.
Oh, oh. I was up in Montreal one time.
Okay.
You've heard of Victoriaville?
Yes.
That's where I was.
Okay. I'm about half an hour and 45 minutes from there.
Oh, yeah. I was noticing today that my mind is always critiquing everything. But then I noticed, well, but where does this ability to critique come from? I can't really critique that. But it seemed like, okay, I say I'm critiquing something and I'm skeptical, I don't necessarily consider myself, well, it's like a, more like, okay, there's a type of intelligence that, I guess it would be maybe the formless intelligence that is able to do a critique, but it gets mixed up and thinks that the critique is the intelligence. It's, I don't know if intelligence is a good word for like self of self or anything, but.
Yeah, I would just remain with self of self, more like sky or space, because the space in the room isn't critiquing what goes on inside. I think we talked about this before. There could be lovemaking or murder going on inside the space, and the space is not like, oh, I'm very offended by these two activities. No, there's your space. And mind, if you want to at all talk about, consider it like a little rat on your shoulder talking to you. Oh, no, thank you anyway. You can keep on talking. I'm just going to be with myself. Rat jumping up and down. No, pay attention to me. You have to pay attention. No, that's okay. Just I'm with myself. Little rat says, oh, you have to watch out. Well, you know, you're driving. Little rat is on your shoulder. Oh, watch out. No, I'm okay. It's all good. So consider this, you know, if at all you want to compare yourself to sky or space. And if you do believe that there's a mind chattering away at you and you haven't yet understood that the world is your actual mind, because you're formless. If you're formless, then thoughts are where? Well, thoughts are what we call or used to call world. So just consider a little rat on your shoulder just yapping away. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like that. Okay. That's nice. I'll remain with myself. You don't even have to bat the rat off, because after a while, I mean, it's called white noise, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, in the scientific material world, it's called white noise. When there's just a noise that comes and you just totally have gotten used to this is nothing. It becomes a white noise, just a background noise. And you can just pay attention to yourself. Because the more you do this, the more you'll see that no matter what this little rat says, it is of no importance, because it can never be about you. It can only be about the things that you are not. The body, the world, the family, the this, the that. And spontaneous action doesn't require a guide or a little rat sitting there talking to you. Why is there a need to figure out that which is not?
It's like I was mentioned this to somebody yesterday, the day before. Animals don't have to think things out, figure them out. They just do things, or you know, they get along fine, whatever.
Well, I mean, we cannot really say this. We don't know, you know.
Well, it is rudimentary thought.
You know, if you see a fox, he might not run out into traffic because he'll see a car coming and he'll move away. Yeah. So there's a thought probably, oh, an object is coming, I need to move. But we don't know. This is all imagination. Just like it's my imagination that inside of your head, you're thinking something.
Yeah, don't tell me what I'm thinking.
No, but that's it. Because there's no... The truth is you're not this body form. The body form is kind of animated by this presence, this life force. When the life force is no more, because the body cannot sustain this, then the life force just goes universal because there's nothing to seemingly contain it. But you're universal now. Mm-hmm. You have the perception of being a limited body form, but you are not. A master has said this 100,000 times. Every book you read points to this. You're not this body. Well, if you're not this body, then what is there to figure out? Because all the activities are now your mind. And you're separate from this. You know, the nicest thing you can do is just remain with your selfless self. And when that rat says, yeah, but, thank you. Thank you for sharing. I have no interest in what the rat says.
So you just get out of the way and be yourself.
You just remain with your selfless self. And you don't even have to remain with your selfless self because you are your selfless self, because you're not trying to conceptually separate yourself by believing in a thought process that says you're something other than what you are. So, I mean, when you think about it, it is really crazy to present yourself as something you are not and then worry about all the activities that this thing that you are not is doing that are not being done because you're formless. Then yet again, do your job, do your duties, you're here, use this body in the moment. But again, just like tea, pick it up, drink it, put it down. Get up, get in your car, drive to where you have to go, get some groceries because you have to feed the body. If you don't feed the body, then you won't be able to have the experience of the illusion. So you maintain the body healthy. You go to see a doctor because the doctor is your own selfless self anyway. So everything that he says is just your own selfless self in the story of going to the doctor that's created conceptually because of belief, I'm going to see the doctor. And the doctor is, I'm going to see a patient, but it's only one presence on which both objects are appearing. And then the activities of the objects appear to be separate because each form is perceiving itself as separate from the other one. When you know yourself in a real sense that you're not body, then you can go to the doctor with no concern. Because going to the doctor is just like a scene. Well, here we are. The scene is here. Even the doctor says, oh, you have to start exercising, this and that. Okay, exercise. Because you want to use the body, right? So, okay, I'm using this body. Then the doctor says, you know what? You only have 6 months to live. Okay, well, this is not true because I'm not really currently living now. I'm the life that provides this body movement and the entire world. It's a little bit sad because I will miss this quote, illusory existence that I've come to enjoy experiencing, because now I know I exist. But now that I know myself in a real sense, whether I know my existence or not really doesn't matter so much, because I exist. Body or no body, I exist. But yeah, like Nisargadatta Maharaj says, this body had been around with him for 80 years. So it's like a friend who's leaving to another town. It's like, oh, okay, a little bit, okay, not going to have this body anymore.
But it only really affects the body. Yeah.
Well, nothing affects the body because the body is an inanimate object. Without your presence, the body is a lump of goo that you continue to make larger by feeding it food and water. You're a plant, basically. You're a house plant on the move.
Wandering.
Yeah, you're a wandering houseplant. But when the body is no more, who cares? And literally, who cares? There'll be no one there to care. Only reason you care now is because you know your existence. You say, oh my God, if I don't know my existence, how terrible that would be. Well, but you know your existence, but existence is existing. There is no limited existence even now. That's a concept. If you're able to remove the concept that I am a body, then you've already have the concept of death, except you're getting to experience the illusion from a specific telescopic view rather than just being completely the illusion itself, one with everything, and the one who to whom all of this has appeared. Again, we go back to dream. Dream really holds the answer. Instead of trying to contemplate or figure anything out, I think Nisargadatta Maharaj says, look at how this I am came to be, how this sense of existence came to be. How did you know yourself prior to your birth? I'm 54. Okay, 56 years ago, how were you? Look at this only. And this is like the dream. Dream state, you're laying down. You go into a sleep state of not knowing yourself, not knowing the world, not knowing anything. And then suddenly a little sense of existence comes and an entire world with a little dream you in it is instantaneously, spontaneously appears because there is the knowledge of existence that stirs. And the stirring of the knowledge of existence creates a consciousness which creates continuously, everlastingly, all that just spontaneously populates an entire dream world. And you don't know it's a dream until you wake up. And it's like, wow, you know, that was a whole world. I mean, your dreams are basically you're dreaming. And see, this is also cool because the mind can only have thoughts about the body-based existence. In a dream, you're not dreaming, you're formless. Otherwise, there's no dream. You have to be separate. You have to have the concept of separation impressed in order to dream that you're something or someone. The same is here. You have the concept of separation impressed through the reality of boom. The reality becomes duality, and then duality becomes multiplicity based on the concept that I am something and there are other somethings that I am seeing and being a part of. And yet none of it's true. So you can't really say, or you say, oh, that sounds like duality. Well, that's the concept of duality. In reality, none of that is happening. The formless presence, the space in this room, no matter if it knew or suddenly that it's this body, it's not changing. There can be no change in your own self. Formlessness cannot change. Formlessness Formlessness has no attributes. Attribute has to be added on through the concept of duality and the concept of knowingness, the concept of beingness. Now, where's this little rat guy who's talking about the world that doesn't exist and trying to bother my beingness, trying to bother my peace? Only if you let him. You say, oh, you know what, Mr. Ratman, you've been a really very good friend for so long. I think I'll listen to you instead of listening to the master. And instead of investigating myself, because this little rat man is never going to say, shh, sit quietly with yourself. Just see what's there. The little rat guy is never going to say that, because as soon as you do, the little rat just disappears. Or whether he's there or not, you no longer see him. He's no longer in your experience, because he's just an object within your own self.
So the rat can lose relevance to your present being.
How can anything be relevant when you know yourself in a real sense? Literally, I mean, if at all you want to compare, you compare yourself to space or sky. So what's interacting with you?
Yeah, I was noticing yesterday, suddenly, I don't know, it seemed like I was perceiving reality closer to the present, and I was more patient, and I was like automatically patient. I couldn't help but be patient, and so the what was going on was losing its relevance, because I was just, you know, present forever.
But don't create a spiritual experience. Yeah. If I is space, what experience can I be having? Every experience is a progressive step, okay. But remember, any experience is still within the realm of the mind. The space is not experiencing. As Maharaj says, no experience, no experiencer. On the other side of experience is your own self, on which the experience is arising. Everything that appears to you, of course, is not your own self and is not the reality.
Is it possible for there to be present consciousness without an object that just is itself, and it's kind of like it kind of like knows itself, but that's all it knows?
The knowingness comes from this concept of duality, which is fueled by the body. The body is the food body, the food for consciousness to be perceived and to create, basically, the holder of the body. But the holder of the body is formless. And the consciousness is also formless with the appearance of form.
Because I had a experience a day or two ago. I can't remember exactly when, but it was like you mentioned recently that when I get to know the self of self or whatever, that it would make me go silent, and I got a sense of this some kind of perfect presence. It was like a nebulous cloud almost.
That's a good progressive step. Yes. This is good.
It was going to make, you know, it was so beautiful and perfect that it was silencing me.
It pulls you in. It's the black hole that sucks in all concepts.
Didn't last
long. And sucks in any concepts, the last concept of I exist. You won't be able to think there.
Yeah, it was totally beyond thought.
I could see of course. It. Thought came along with the body, and now you're prior to body. You're knowing yourself in a real sense rather than through the body form.
But is it me knowing myself or is it knowing itself? Is because the me falls away and can't really go.
The appearance that you believe yourself to be is falling away. The true you can't fall away because it's you.
Yeah.
And it's not an individualized you. But it's not like, okay, Keith has shed the concept of Keith. No. The formlessness through the concept of duality has shed the idea of I am somebody else.
So in that sense, doesn't it know itself?
This question, what is to know what? Remember, if you're formless.
And knowing me drops away as doesn't have any meaning anymore, I guess.
Well, again, and think about, and I think they talk about this, Maharaj has talked about this, the sun, okay? The sun's rays, it's producing all these attributes of heat, of light, of all these things. But the sun has no concept of these things. It doesn't know it's producing heat or light or power or energy. It has no idea. Now, if you hold a reflection to this and it reflects back, then all of the attributes will then be added on because now there's a knowingness of these attributes. And these attributes will then be considered as, that's me, because of the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
But the sun is the sun.
That's your consciousness is the reflection.
The concept of duality creates this reflection. And for the first time, there's knowingness. But this knowingness then takes on attributes to the knower with the concept of a knower and things to be known. But previously, there was no knowledge, no knowing, no sense of existence, no nothing. And you can remain while in the body form. This black hole just takes it all away. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Even you can't say there's an experiencer of the nothing because that gets sucked in too. And all you have to do is just one time know this. So if you're saying that, oh yeah, there's this very deep place. Okay, when you use I as this. This very deep place beyond the realm of experience, experiencer, beyond the realm of mind, ego, intellect, certainly no body. And so when I is spoken, I is this. That's when Maharaj says, just die, I without anything. And now just do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities, but know that you are. Even somebody tries to say, oh, that's samadhi. No. No need to label this.
It's like even the word patience, I was considered, at times I was thinking, well, it's me that's patient, but patience even is just a word put on it's an interpretation of just presence or something.
As Maharaj says, prior to beingness, did you know anything about presence? Prior to beingness, did you know anything about samadhi? Prior to beingness, did you know anything about patience? No. Prior to beingness is just this. From this place, there's no witnessing. Because there's no conceptual witnesser being formed. And if it is, it's way layers of the presence, way out there. It's like, hello, way out there. Even the concept of being in a body or being formless, nothing. Even the concept that says this meeting will end in 10 minutes. And from this, now that you know this, everything that you look out, how can you be involved in that? How can this be any more than an appearance within your own self? And now that you know yourself in a real sense, oh, so that I am that. Anything other than that is just a layer on presence. Even presence is a layer on this. Because when you're there, there's no perceiving point in which to perceive even the most subtle presence or space.
Something, I remember one time Nisargadatta described himself as a point, I think.
I don't know.
Something to that effect. I can't remember the whole context.
Remember when Nisargadatta Maharaj spoke? He spoke from this place. He spoke spontaneously, not as Nisargadatta Maharaj. Nor was he speaking to anyone in particular, because he absolutely knew that there is no one in particular. He was speaking from the space. He absolutely knew he was speaking from this place. This prior to beingness. And this is why he famously said, I am that. But it's not I, Nisargadatta Maharaj, am that. I am that. Every time I say I, it's that. And the more you remain with your selfless self, no concept can stick to you. Not even the concept of presence or spirituality or selfless self or nothing. Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master, nothing. Yeah. Birth, death, body, world, mind, ego, intellect, what are they to you?
So when I start taking a touch again, who is it that's taking a touch?
Why does it even, how does that, that's a concept, right? Just leave that, remain with yourself, with self. Who is taking the touch? Who desires to know this? Remaining with yourself, the self. Who needs to know? Who wants to know? Like deep sea diving within your selfless self. Who cares about the surface waves? Let them be there. Why claw your way all the way up to the top of all the layers just to see? Oh, that's why that is. Who cares?
So when you were getting used to this sense of being here without self or without concepts, was there a period of where you were totally silent, didn't really want to speak?
No, I mean the
that wasn't a factor.
The speaking was still happening because this first touch of myself in this way of so deep was with Maharaj. And that's when I remember I looked at Maharaj and I says, this, like this is myself. And of course, using the body to try and